megabyte a minute, you can afford to save everything.
Don't understand. Wherever you go, I will follow. My words echoing on your screen. Till we meet again in person, touch and time. Until we meet again.
Some of it might have been the guitar looping back through the microphone, but
because that's what it was. It sounded like the guitar, but I didn't think it.
Well, then there's also this.
It seemed like a lot of
notes
more often than that. It was a decay of my notes.
Well, you did have a decay, and part of it is also the natural effect of when you get a whole bunch of things going on at once. That was for a more or less live jam, although that's like one of my standard patterns, which helped a lot because I didn't have to think as much about it. But that was a pretty complex beast. I really like this the vocal effect I get out of this thing.
Sounds like there's a radio interference in the background. But
yeah, it took me a while of tweaking with this to get this out of it, but it's so rich. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's the same notes I'm singing, but there's so much more there. Well, it's actually, it's quadrupled, run through different gender processing, and then slightly, it's got random delay on it, so the different voices come in at different times. But they're all singing the same note I am, so it's not a harmony process. That's the delay that I've got on it partially, I think.
There's something more than just, I mean, there's a, I don't want to say unearthly, because that's not quite right either, but there's a, it sounds religious to me. And I was raised Catholic, so I tend to hear everything that way.
Yeah.
it's a lifelong curse.
You're actually, I've got one.
Well, I dreamed I was a-running, and I don't know from what. And the preacher man, he told me not to go.
Do. Maybe it's just because there's so many stacked third that comes around, and you know.
do have to tell it what key it
is. Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense that it could do that.
Story, and you know I'm gonna go home.
That's it. Yeah, it's a form of distraction. Is what I got. It just turned out that it has a really powerful harmony processor in it too. The part that I've been using it that gives me the ability to give my voice characteristics that actually make me like the way it sounds. And granted, it's cheating because it's not really me anymore. But I've come to realize
that sense, the guitar is cheating because it's not really my voice. You know,
in electronic music, I don't think there's exactly such a thing as cheating. It's like if you hear something, you can in your head and you can make it happen. It's legitimate.
Or you can do something you've never heard in your head, but then you hear it.
You want to play through it a few times and we'll see what.
Sure. I was actually, that's what I was doing.
I've heard of it. I don't have it though. Yeah, that'd be great actually.
It's kind of cheesy, but for starting a song, for
turn out that it's not cheesy, or it's that it sounds a bit less cheesy.
Oh.
If it were driving some sound modules that actually had some, you know, real sounding patches.
Well, yeah.
And it still won't have the expression of a human.
Right.
And there's
still,
no.
Some of the phrasing and everything is just, it's cheesy. It's man in a box. I mean, what else?
What did you expect from a computer, right?
Thank you.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, if it's more trouble than it's worth, it's something I did at the spur of the moment thinking it would work here, but.
Okay, well, what format is it in right now?
I've got a WAV file.
Oh, okay.
And what I've got is I've got a band in the box drum track, and I've got my own recording, but I've got the split, so the one's on one channel and one's on the other, so we could like take one down or up as needed. If that makes sense?
Yeah. Well, we what I could.
And again, this is only if you're into it. If it's.
I'm trying to figure out how I would do it, because I haven't. Okay, so you've got a WAV file, on like a floppy. I assume not a CD, maybe.
Yeah. So what? What I would do if I had a drum set at home is I would import it into my recording program as a WAV file and then play to it.
What happens.
I sure wish my Mac had a screen.
Yeah, it does help. What processor's in yours?
It's a G4.
Oh, so it's a real Mac. It's just screenless.
Yeah. Well, it was $500, which I figure even if I spent a couple hundred on the screen, it would be
Yeah.
It's nowhere, like yours is what, a 1 gig or something?
Yeah, this is 1 gig processor.
Yeah, this is a 400.
And even a 400 megahertz G4 is nothing to sneer at. I mean, that's the equivalent of about a 1 gigahertz Pentium.
Really?
Yeah. Because the G4 moves. The G4 has so many more MIPS per megahertz.
Right. It's a RISC chip, isn't it?
Sort of. The PowerPC series, which is what the 601, 602, 603, and 604 are, don't really fall into CISC RISC categories.
Oh, really?
You will find people who are willing to religiously argue that they're CISC, and other people who are willing to religiously argue that they're RISC.
Okay.
Mostly they're pipeline.
Well, just the very term RISC implies, you know, reduced from what? If it was
the debate is, in order to be a RISC chip, most people say it has to have less than 64 instructions.
Oh,
that's usually
that's
the rule.
The difference.
G4 has like limits on instructions. So. But on the other hand, it is definitely reduced from the 68 to 40, which was its predecessor. So.
These are all Motorola, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see what happens when I try and import this.
So is that what program are you using?
This is Digital Performer, which is what
Do you know if it has VST plugin support?
Yeah,
because
I, like I said, I should sit down with the drums.
Is this song for the guy who's...
Thank you. Thank you.